Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in Siman Shin Yotess. Tonight, we are doing Siman Shin Yotess, Si'if Gimel. This is page Kuf Mem Amud Aleph, and we are holding at Si'if Gimel, which is on the bottom of page 278. So, again, we're continuing in the Dinim of Borer. So, says the Shulchan Aruch, Hayu l'fanav shnei minei ochlim moravim. What changes over here in Si'if Gimel is that we're not talking about a very clear ochlim. So, less two different types of food that are mixed together with one another. Borer echad me echad umaniach lechol miyad. You could choose the one that you want to eat at that time and put the other one away in order to eat the one you want to eat right away. So you still have all three conditions that you need. It needs to be miyad, it needs to be biyad, and it needs to be ochel mitoch psolos. What do you mean ochel mitoch psolos? They're both ochel. So whichever one you want to eat right now, that's the ochel. The one you don't want to eat right now, that's the psolos. We have to label them as such. Says the Rama, ushne mine dogim mikri shne mine ochlim. The other matter that we discuss in this sif is how do we define two different meanings? When do I just say, like, let's say I have five pieces of chicken in front of me, and, you know, they're slightly different sizes, one is slightly more well done than the other, is that different minim, or is that all the same min? So how do we define different minim? So says Rama, u'shnei minei dogim mikri shnei minei achlim. Two different types of fish are two different types of food. So if you have salmon and tuna, those are two different types of food. V'asu liver echon nechavero, ela biyadu kadei le'achlim niyad. And you're not allowed to do borer unless you have miyad biyad and ochel mitoch psalas. Afal pisha chatichos gedolos v'kolachas nikaris b'fnei atzma. And then an additional chiddush, even though they're large pieces of fish, and you could see that they're independent, but since they're not misudar, they're a little bit disorganized, so that's still considered a borer situation. It's still considered a taroves that borer would apply to. Afal kol shu min echad, but when you have only one min, afal bishmor chatichos gedolos mitoch katanos lo mikri breira. Another chiddush is the Ramas telling us that size alone is not going to label something as two different minim. Big and small are not two different minim. So that would not be a borer situation. So even if you sort by size, that is not borer. And even if you have two different minim and you sort not by the min but by size, so you have all the large pieces of salmon and the large pieces of tuna on one side that you put to one side, and the small pieces of salmon and the small pieces of tuna all mixed together on the other side. So that is not borer because it is purely being sorted by size. Says the Shulchan Aruch, v'imbir v'iniach lachar zman afilu bo bayom kugon shibir shachar sechel ben arbayim chayiv. That just like we said when it came to ochel and psolas, when you have two types of ochel, if you're borer u'maniach lachar zman, that is also going to be problematic. And lachar zman is defined as anything that's not for this su'udah that you're eating right away. If you're putting it aside and you're sorting it for a later su'udah, that constitutes lachar. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah starting Sifkat and Yud Beis. Umeniach Hasheni Ratzolomer Dosu Shrotzalech Lato Chashub Kochel Hasheni Chashub Psolas. That what this is teaching us is that if you have two types of food, the one that you want to eat now is the one that's called Ochel. The other is called Psolas. Vim Kain Tzaruk Liver Zesh Shrotzalech Miyadu Chashub Kochel Laniach Hasheni Bekara. And therefore you have to take the one that you want to eat right away because that's called taking Ochel Mitoch Psolas. Avalip Chalo, you're not allowed to take out the ones that you don't want to eat right away, because that would be considered psalms mitoch ochel. And we said that you're not allowed to be borer even when you want to eat the second one soon after. You should be borer out, you should choose out, pick out the one that you want to eat right away and not the one that you're going to want to only eat at a later meal. So we said that even though each of the pieces is large and recognizable, it's still called borer. Ratzolomer de mikol makom shayich bezebreira. Breira could still be shayich to such a case. Kiven she'in misudoros kol min b'fnei atzmo elamu raven b'yachad. Since they are not organized and misudar one next to the other, so it's considered to be a taroves, even though they're somewhat distinguishable from one another. So sifkata and tezvav lo mikri breira. So we said when you're just sorting by size, that is not called breira. Let's say you have a bunch of pieces of fish, but some of them are overdone and they're slightly burnt, and the others are cooked to perfection. So that is considered two different meaning, because even though that is a borer situation, that is ochel psoles. The overdone ones that aren't delicious are psoles, even though they're edible. Or some come from a live fish, some come from a dead fish. So even though it's all tuna or it's all salmon, but there's better ones and worse ones, that's called borer. And therefore you need to take the ochel from the psoles and take the one that you want to eat right now. And it's similar to the rotted leaves of the lettuce that we spoke about in Sif Aleph. If you have apples that are, some are sour and some are sweet, so the Prima Gadim is not sure if that's called min echor or not. If the sour one is so sour that it's gross and you can't eat it, okay, then for sure it's psoles and borer applies. Even if it's edible, but really not good, really only barely edible, that would also be an issur d'rabbanan of borer. Similar to the rotted leaves of lettuce. The taz is machmir against the Rama, that even if you have only one min, that you should still only choose out what you want to eat right away. Or just take whatever comes up in your hand first and decide to put that away. Lo derech breira, but not in a purposeful sorting kind of way. But most poskim disagree, and they assume, like the Rama says, that you're allowed to. That by min echad you're allowed to be borer in this way just by choosing what you want to eat right now. Vida to basar tzliyim mevushal mikri shnei minim. If you have roasted meat and cooked meat, that's called two different foods. Linyan zeh v'kolshkein basar shal minei ofos mechlakin. And obviously, if you have chicken and duck, that's considered two different foods. V'alkein shrichin nizar besudos gadol l'shemenachin kama minei ofos yachad. So you got to be careful when you have a large seudah where there are a lot of different types of bird meat. And you're sorting it out in order to put it aside for Motzei Shabbos, that you need to pick out what you want to eat now on Shabbos and not the opposite. Whenever you have two of anything, it doesn't have to be food products, it could be two different types of kelim, two different types of begadim, you could have breira, you're picking white socks from dark socks or something like that. So you have to pick out the one you want right now, and the rest you leave in its place. Not the opposite. Says Mishbura B'derech Efshar. He says in a very common situation, you have a pile of coats, and yours is at the bottom. So what are you going to do? How could you take ochel mitoch psoles? You want yours, you don't want the others. So you're going to have to empty off the pile. You have to pull off the other stuff from the pile, push the other stuff out of the way. But isn't that taking the psoles from the ochel? Isn't that a violation of borer? He said, no, if the only way you can access the thing that you want is by pushing, is by pulling away the something that you don't want, that's covering it, that's not borer. You have a fruit plate or a large fruit bowl with cut up chunks of fruit, and at the bottom is the watermelon. Watermelon is always the first thing people want to eat, so that's why I'm choosing watermelon as the example. People always have a sweet tooth. So the bottom is the watermelon, and the top is the pineapple and the cantaloupe. So you only want the watermelon. So you need to remove the pineapple and the cantaloupe and the honeydew in order to get to the watermelon. That's not borer. Lavi b'chal borer vayin ber alacha. That's not considered borer. Shabir shachris. So we said that if you were borer in the morning to eat it for the afternoon, you're going to be chayiv. V'uadin im hayizman muflag besuda misudas ben arba'im. Or it could be that it's just a while away. That even if you're not going to eat it at nighttime or whatever, it's just you have a couple of hours till the suda. That's not called miyad, and therefore that's going to be aser. Now there is a very yisodistic abir alacha over here in Dibra Maskel Lech on the Yad on page Kuf Mem Amar Aleph, where he quotes a kasha of the Yeshuas Yaakov, where the Yeshuas Yaakov asks about the malacha of borer, that if you define the term malacha shein tzricha legufa as a malacha siluk, as any time you're doing something because you have an undesirable situation that you're trying to get out of, and that's why we define malacha shein tzricha legufa. It's Machlokas Rashi tells us how to define it, but if you assume that's the definition of malacha shein tzricha legufa, why isn't every situation of borer considered a malacha shein tzricha legufa? Meaning you'd rather have just the ochel, the psolas is in the way, you're pulling out the psolas, and that is a malacha siluk. You're getting rid of bad stuff that you don't want. So isn't that exactly the definition of malacha shein tzricha legufa? And therefore, shouldn't it be impossible to violate borer on a daraisa level? So he suggests, the Yeshuas Yaakov says, that betirits the inyan malachas borush apsolus ein roi laachila v'kama ochel ein roi kol kach laachila mapsolus habetocho. The malach of borer is not just that that you have an undesirable situation and getting rid of the undesired. The malach of borer is that even your ochel, as currently constituted, being mixed in with this psolus, is not so great. You can't really eat it in the way that you want to. And the malach of borer is defined as tikuna ochel. It's not that which you're doing to the psolas, it's that you're being mesaken the ochel. By removing the psolas, you're making the ochel itself better. So that's a melacha tzricha legufa, because it's a tzricha legufa ochel, that you're turning it into ochel gomer. You're turning it into real ochel. So to summarize what we learned tonight, so we said that when two foods are sorted from each other, the one that you want to eat now is considered the ochel. Then we said that sorting by size is not considered borer, but sorting by quality is borer, even if they're all the same min. Then we said that barbecued versus cooked, and also different types of birds, are considered shnei minim. We also said that removing undesired items that covered up your desired items, like a bunch of coats that aren't yours on top of your coat, is not a borer problem. And then we said that even by borer of two different types of ochel, we still require miyad. Not only when it comes to ochel themselves, even if it's two different types of ochel, we still have the requirement of miyad, which is defined as that which is needed right away, that which is required for a few hours from now, later in the day, is not considered to be miyad. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Se'if Dalet. Probably tomorrow we'll only do Se'if Dalet. Everyone have a wonderful evening, and thank you so much for joining me.